A few weeks ago, the Wyoming legislative session came to a close, and Governor Matt Mead admitted that he had a number of concerns. The biggest was the failure of the legislature to pass Medicaid expansion. The governor tells us that he knew it would be a tough sell, but it was tougher than he thought.
I thought there would be some more reception to even concern for our rural hospitals and what's going to happen with those, and for the 17,000-18,000 people, that the majority of whom are working, who are left in the lurch with regard to health care. And that's not just an issue that affects those individuals. It's an issue that affects, the cost of health care to everybody, because as they use medical services, the emergency room, those who are paying are going to continue to pay more. And that's why, in part, we have the highest health care costs in the country. And it's, that is not good for us economically. And it's good for us to turn away $100+ million a year when the oil prices are at $50.
If you could do it again, would you have pushed this even harder in the summer?
We worked hard to try to get the plan together, and that's kind of where my focus was, is working with our Department of Health and the federal HHS and CMS, trying to make sure we had the best plan available. And as you know, that didn't come out until fairly late, because we were negotiating every way we could with HHS, including asking, just for a block grant. And by the time we got that done, it was I think December is when we rolled out the SHARE plan. And so there wasn't a lot of time between then and the session to go around the state and talk to people about it. But, what I heard from legislators who voted against it, a lot of them said, they campaigned that they would not support Medicaid expansion, and they felt obligated to live up to that campaign process. Promise, and I respect that, absolutely. But, if that was their reason that they campaigned against it, it didn't matter, what the facts were or what I said about it. They had made a campaign promise, and they were not going to back down on their promise.
Just wondered if we could have gotten to them, if you could have gotten to them a little earlier, if you think that would have made any difference?
I don't know that my words, as I was campaigning too, would have influenced them or not. Now we're in this position as we head into the next session, which is a budget session. I'm hoping that the facts of low oil prices, the facts of our struggling hospitals, the facts that we're turning away Wyoming taxpayer money, and then this, this bill that I really didn't like, Senate and Rollback 90, which takes general fund money and, sort of double dips on our taxpayers to look after these small hospitals. I tried to make clear to those who supported it, I'm not going to go that way this next session. I just don't view that as a reasonable fix, either for the hospitals or for individuals who are lacking health care.
And again, you're talking about that bill that put the $2.5 million into hospitals. How close did you come to vetoing that?
Well, I came pretty close to vetoing, and ultimately I didn't, because one of the reasons I think Medicaid expansion is important is I'm very worried about those hospitals, not only for the care they provide in some of our small towns. But, if you remove those hospitals and you have donut holes in our state where people have to travel 70, 100 miles in the middle of winter to get just basic health care, that hurts our entire economy, and it hurts our chances to keep businesses in Wyoming, and certainly even more so hurts our ability to recruit business. And so I sort of held my nose, but I didn't want to sign it, and I didn't sign it because I wanted to make clear to the legislature that going into the next session, I'm not going to go in that direction. That's not going to be an option, which is less than a Band-Aid on a very big wound.
Governor Matt Mead visiting with us today. The anti-discrimination bill, was that a disappointment to you?
To me, it's, I think as Wyoming works through this issue, one of the things that I've always said is it just doesn't make sense to me for us to just keep them workplace other than their ability and their skill and, their work ethic. And, when we are making decisions outside of that and firing people, then the government has to pay for them because they can't get a job. I don't think that's a good thing. And I don't think it's the right message either. We want to be open for business in every way. And, so I think there's an ability for the legislature to work it out, recognizing that religious freedom is one of the things we most value, and to recognize also that you know, I think the spirit of Wyoming is, you know, treat people fairly and treat them on how they act and how they perform in the workplace. And so I think that will obviously be brought up again next year, and I'm hopeful that they can get that resolved in a way that does both respect for religious freedom and at the same time make sure that people are treated fairly in the workplace.
There's a lot of interest in marijuana legalization, maybe through, you know, medicinal reasons or for whatever it is. You've been staunchly opposed to that. Is there a compromise out there for you?
Well, you know, one of the things that went through this session this time was the use of hemp oil in unique circumstances. And that's another bill I didn't sign because even though it's a minuscule amount, there is a presence of THC. And, you know, that still is contrary to federal law. And I don't think, as I've talked to some other governors, and I see what's going on in Colorado, and even hearing from Governor Hickenlooper, who's, I think, made pretty clear, and this is not a quote, he's sort of said to other states, before you jump on this bandwagon, you got to see what happens here, because it's an experiment. They can measure now the revenue that it brings in. What they can't measure is the social costs. They can't measure, you know, not having a fully sober workforce, what that impact will be. And so I remain against it, both recreational, particularly recreational, and further medical, because the American Medical Association still has not endorsed that as a proper way to provide medicine.
I know you can't threaten a veto when you have a bill. You're not supposed to. But I was curious what you might have done had that guns in schools bill come to your desk.
Yeah, you know, as it originally started out, I did not think it was headed down the right path. As it was modified, which was to give individual school districts the choice, generally I thought that was a better way to go. Is, you know, I've asked for some more money for school resource officers and for money for improving the security of the buildings themselves. And it's discouraging me that, you know, some of the people who were really pushing that stun bill were also some of the ones who voted against some of the school security measures that I thought were appropriate. And, you know, when you think about, you know, the training that is required by a law enforcement officer in a hostage situation, you know, it is top level training, and it's one of the most intense things for a law enforcement officer to navigate through. And to have people in the schools who may be well equipped to handle a firearm in a normal situation, I worried about you know, a lot of accidents happening. Having said that, I know we have some rural schools where the response time, because of the distance, is great, and that you know, I thought it may be appropriate for school districts to do that analysis themselves and see whether or not that is something they thought was suitable for their school.
Wyoming Governor Matt Mead, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Bob, thanks for having me on. Good to be with you.